Sota Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav 2-6, the last of the Perek, and we are wrapping up. We started in the previous Mishnah, which is the topic of all the elements to which the suspected Sota is agreeing when she says Amen, Amen. So here it says, Hakol Shavin, everyone agrees, She'enu Mas Ne'ima, that he can't stipulate with her, meaning he, the husband, can't be Megalgal into the Shvua, other elements that would include Lo Al Kodem Shnis Ares, neither matters regarding what happened before they were even the first step of marriage, or erison, so they were not even, I'll call it engaged, for lack of a better term. So before that, if she had, you know, some relationship with someone, maybe that's not nice, and maybe that's not allowed, but the point is it doesn't impact their relationship directly and make her forbidden to him, and therefore, since that's the guiding principle, as the Mishnah will say, he can't force her to take a shvu on that element. V'lo al ma'acher shenis garesh. So now, not afterwards. Now, the Bartanura has a slightly different gear. So his gear says, Misha Nisgarsha, not for after he had been divorced from her. And the way that Bartanura learned the case is we're talking about a husband who's been married to his wife now for the second time. And between the two marriages, you know, he married her once, divorced her, married her a second time. Between the two marriages, a husband is allowed to take his wife back, assuming he's not a Kohen, provided that she didn't marry someone in the interim. If a man divorced his wife and she married somebody else, he could never marry her again. Okay, and while that's true, he can't marry her again if she married someone else in the interim. He could marry her again if she had a relationship with someone in the interim that wasn't a marriage. So the point here, according to the Bartanura, is that he, the husband in his second marriage, who had Kinui and Stira now, can't say, also swear to me regarding what happened in the period between our two marriages. Because, as the Mishnah will say, the guiding principle is that which doesn't make her forbidden to him, she can't be forced to swear about, and that would be such a case. So now the Mishnah speaks that out explicitly. It says, Nistera, if she had been secluded with a man, la'acher, to another person, v'nitmes, and she indeed slept with that fellow, v'acharkach hechazira, and after that, because that's the interim period between the marriages, he brings her back now to be his wife for a second time, lo'haya mas ne'ima, about that he cannot force her to also take a shvua. Because the haklal, the principle is, kol shetiba'el v'lo haisa asura lo, any relationship that she might have had which wouldn't make her forbidden to be married to him further, lo haya masna ima, he's not able to make that as one of the conditions for the curse that she takes and says amen to, amen, amen. Now, the gears we have in front of us is a little different. The gears we have in front of us is v'lo al ma'achar shenisgaresh, not about after she gets divorced. And the way that Rashi learns this in the Gemara is we're talking about in like a Rebbe Meir's world, where Meir said he is allowed to make her take a shvua that not only in the past, but also on subsequent behavior, but that only is while they're married. Now, we say over here, once she gets divorced from him, if she then has an affair with a fellow, so that cannot be included in the oath, not because there's going to be a second marriage, but because that doesn't restrict him from being married to her. And therefore, Nisr la'achar v'nitmes, if that's exactly what happened, after they get divorced the first time, she indeed has a relationship with that man, v'achach hechazira, he marries her now for a second time, lo'haya masnima, he can't make a stipulation about if that happened or not in terms of the oath. In other words, just to sum up the difference, according to Bartanura, this is happening, but we're saying can't happen is making her swear in the middle of a second marriage, and according to Rashi, what we're saying is making her swear in the middle of a first marriage regarding something in the future.